Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, just 11 minutes late. That's not bad for us. We are live.
Yeah, practically on time.
Welcome, everybody, back to another edition of Chairgate, and I'm your host, Rattlesnake, coming at you live once again from the Snake Pit here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, joined by my co-host, Dakota. What up, Dakota?
What it do, baby? We are on location here in the Sunshine State. You know, just not being investigated. but we're back on the road, boys. Down here in Tampa, Florida, still getting it done. Chairgating's got a lot of breakdown. Post-World 600. Let's get it going.
Let's do it.
What's up? It's Chairgating coming at you live.
Hello, come right in.
Rock flag and eagle.
Yo, yo, yo.
What it do, baby?
Hey, can you hear anything in the background? Maybe I should turn this down.
Oh, like a TV or something? Like a fan?
A TV. You couldn't hear anything?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well.
I got King of the Hill playing on mute.
Well, I have Flow Racing playing on mute.
Hey.
Got the High Limit series on right now. Rocking my Rico shirt.
Hey, and
he just won heat number one, beating Larson. So I guess he'll see him in the main.
Okay. But, yeah. Where are they at?
That's a good question. Where are they? I feel like I should know that. Tri-City.
Yeah, I'm watching Rico just bit him. Where are they at? I don't know.
Tri-City.
Okay, I've heard
of
that.
Well, it's
one.
Like, you know, if you're – I'm not like a real dirt fan. I'm a NASCAR fan. I know NASCAR
that watches dirt.
Yeah, they're like, oh, they're going to Kokomo. And I'm like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
Port Royal.
And then, you know, all the racers are like, oh, love that track. And you're like,
It's like coming into a NASCAR, like never watching it, having no understanding. And then somebody being like, where are they racing this week? And they're like, Daytona. And you're like, oh, cool. Where's that at? And you're like, wait, what? You don't know about the Daytona 500?
Daytona 500.
Should I know about this? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, tell Dakota.
Yeah, it's fucked up. This is not the interview room. Whatchamacallit? What do they call it? Bang bus. I swear.
No, this is where the pedos get investigated.
Yeah, come on in. Take a seat.
This looks like you're going to end up in a documentary where there's a detective with his face blurred out asking you questions about a girl and the last locations you saw her at.
Yeah, no, I swear. I've never seen her.
Dakota is the new fan of NASCAR. That's right. That was... I hope I got that in your photo. that was the tweet that kind of blew up. You had a tweet that kind of blew up.
Kind of, if we call it blowing up. But we're doing things. We pissing off Elliott fans one day.
It's blowing up for you or me. It was pretty good. You had like a couple hundred responses, right?
Yeah, I guess. I had nothing but hate mail, hate speech.
Yeah. I would say you got ratioed, as the kids would call it.
Is that's what the kids are saying.
I think you got ratioed because you had way more responses than retweets.
Is that what it means?
That's ratioed. Yeah, I think it means like what's the ratio of engagement on a tweet. So like a normal tweet that blows up is going to have, obviously you have more likes, but you should have more retweets than you do comments. If it's like positive, like if people agree, they'd probably be retweeting rather than just commenting.
I guess. I don't know. These goddamn kids.
I think that's what it means. I don't know. Maybe if Connor Bunn... Does Connor know that we're on? Have him comment.
I sent it to him.
Okay. Have him comment what...
Comment.
Ratio.
What's a ratio?
What I bet Cody... Ratio,
I've heard Cody say that word a lot. Cody
Mr.
would
Mr. H about to get that wife beater on to PJ's ass. Yeah.
Not all the comments pop up on here. Oh, I can only... Well... I can click this. Comments.
They're not popping up for you.
There they
can
are.
You see it?
No, they are, but can you see me right now?
Yeah, I can see you.
Okay. Well, then I can just leave them up. So I guess on my iPad, it when I pull up the comments, it's like my whole screen. Like I'm in the background. But I didn't know if my camera still worked. I could sit here and read comments, but I'd rather see you.
Yeah, I am.
But now, like, if I back off, I can't see the comments at all.
So
it's okay.
Obviously, we're going to get into the Chase situation, which is what your tweet was about. But that has to be later in the episode, right? Because that's kind of the
that's the big rocker here.
Where it peaks.
Oh, God, I wish that was cold.
Well, I mean, just so everyone knows, cold for you means something different than everyone else. Like, you don't drink normal cold beers. You drink slushies.
Yeah, I really love my beer as cold as fucking possible, like just before freezing.
So Dakota, he'll have his beers in the fridge, and then if he knows we're about to drink, he'll go take them out of the fridge, put them in the freezer, and then leave them in the freezer, come back, then continue doing whatever we're doing, and then when it's time to drink, that's when he goes to get it again for the second time, this time out of the freezer before it's frozen.
No.
That's his process. When
I arrive upon wherever I am going to be drinking, I like to go ahead, especially if, like, say, all right, say you just bought a six pack from the store and it's been in the truck for 20, 30 minutes riding to your where you're going to be hanging out at.
Okay, but you got it out of the fridge section. So it is.
Yeah, it's cold. It's cold when I got it out of the store.
Yeah.
But, and now I'm traveling. It's been sitting in the, like, room temp truck, traveling, just getting hotter and hotter. So immediately what I like to do is get to where I am, put those beers in whatever fridge cool. If they're in a cool, is cooler and ice is different. But say they're going in a refrigerator. I'll immediately put that six pack in said refrigerator. Okay. Take a beer put in freezer immediately, right when I got there. Put the first beer in the freezer. Walk around, mingle, talk. Oh, what's up? You know, usually, like, hey, man, where's the fucking beer at? And I'll be like, oh, yeah, I've been ready to pop one right now, too.
You always have a beer ready in the freezer, though. That's the thing.
Yes. So then I usually try to time it like, you know, 5, 10, 20 minutes. The 10 to 20 minutes is the best. But then I go, oh, yeah, man, I got one in the freezer. Boom. And it's fucking beautifully chilled. And then when I grab that one out of the freezer, I immediately grab another one and put it in the freezer to restock. Now, the time I'm drinking this beer, 10 to 20 minutes, that one's getting really cold. And then I go and I do the same fucking thing, rotation. Out of the freezer, and those beers were just almost down to a science at this point.
I feel like your explanation was no different than just how I described it the first time. You get a beer out of the fridge, put it in the freezer, go do your thing. When you're ready to drink it, you go back and get it from the freezer.
Yeah, I don't drink. Yeah, but I don't take a sip of the beer and put that open beer back in the freezer.
Hey, if anybody is in the comments, can they comment and say if Dakota's like mic is fucked up and he's making a clicking sound when he talks, or if it's
can you just not hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but you're making a clicking sound when you talk. So I don't know. We'll see if anyone in the comments, anyone watching,
is anyone
right
hearing
now,
a clicking
comment,
sound?
Is Dakota's microphone sound shitty? Is it like analogy? What up?
I mean, I can always get off the mic.
It's clicking, but very low. Yeah, right. It is low, but it is kind of.
It's these shitty ass fuckheads. You know what's funny? I just bought AirPods and I left them at home.
Yeah, you gotta take those things out, man.
All right, give me 2 seconds.
I'll give you 2 seconds. That's fine.
All right.
I'll have our audience watch me as I'm watching the high limit race. The heat races are on right now at Tri-City Speedway. It looks good. One thing that I've learned about sprint car racing is that you can really only watch good sprint car racing in the Midwest, apparently, which is sad because I don't live in the Midwest. I live in South Carolina. I know that there's dirt late model racing here. That's cool. I know that there's stock car racing, a lot of asphalt. There's Florence right down the road. That's a great race. But sometimes I just want to watch these badass winged 410 sprint cars. Because they just rip around these little dirt tracks, and they're a lot of fun to watch.
What else? And right now?
I can only watch them on Flow Racing because I don't live in the Midwest. What's up? Are you good?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're just quiet now.
Oh. All right. Well, we're gonna have to meet in the middle or something.
We are gonna have to meet in the middle. What's the middle? What's the middle for us?
I can either get back on the laptop.
You know what? You're still clicking.
Is it the iPad?
Yeah, it must be. You're still clicking. It's fine. Just put the damn thing back in. It wasn't that bad. I feel like I've made this more complicated than it needed to be. But here's the thing. Our audience needs to know our process. They need to know that the first 10 minutes of our show is still figuring out how to work our show. We could have done this off air, but we're just letting y'all see how it works.
Well, I can hear you 10 times better on this.
We are already 11 minutes late, so they already know.
This is what happens when I'm traveling. I also think it's my, I don't know, it might be the fucking iPad, but then I'll go back and listen and be like, oh God, that sounds awful, and I'll be pissed I did the whole episode.
You will be, yeah. After you listen to this one, you're going to be like,
is it annoying? I'm sorry if it's annoying.
No, I mean, I can get the
laptop.
Subtle.
The laptop just really looks like I'm on an Android.
It's it's all good.
I think it's this low light. I mean, it's damn fucking sexual in here.
It is.
Yeah, I'm setting the mood. But dude, we had like 18 days of racing with the Monsoon 600.
Oh my God, yeah.
I hate rainouts, but God, I mean, what are you going to do?
Did you watch Monaco?
No, I don't partake in that. I don't smoke that, dude.
I did last year and it was really boring. And I was like, yeah, I might do it again this year just out of like tradition. And then the time came around, I was like, nah, I'm good. I just am not even going to put the race on. Sorry. I just don't
care.
Yeah,
no. Nate, we were golfing on Sunday, and like I knew the
much better
the cup race, or I wanted to watch Indy 500, but right. Indy 500 was like at 1 o'clock. Well, then like we got done golfing around 12, but I remember it was like 10:30. We're on tee box. Nathan's like, Monaco's about to start, and I was like, I don't give a flying fuck. I don't know what you're telling me. I wasn't trying to be rude, but I was like, cool, man. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care, man. I just don't care about it. And the thing is, even F1 fans say how shitty it is, which is just kind of wild to me. Because can you imagine if, like, the Daytona 500 was just a shitty race? And just we all showed up and, like, we did the whole thing. And we all acknowledged that it was a shit race. And that's just not good. And it's like, it's not good racing. But we still have to all watch it. We have to force it on you. Even if you're not a NASCAR fan, we're, like, asking if you're watching this race. Even though we all acknowledge that it's shitty. It's just a weird mentality to have.
Yes. Absolutely accurate. And then sitting there defending it, calling it good, calling it, like, you need to watch this, all that, and it's just like...
What up? Happy birthday, Papa Good.
It's just, what up, Papa? Birthday happy, boy.
Happy late birthday. It's just weird. Like, if we're asking non-NASCAR fans if they watch the Daytona 500, it's probably because it was a pretty badass race, and I'm like, hey, you should check
I'm not,
it out,
if
man.
It's, if I'm, like, doubting it, well, that's one thing I hated. I told my friends they should watch the All-Star.
Yeah,
it's going to be a good race. Tough. You should check it out. North Wilkesboro is going to be sick, man. And then I was like, oh, my God, I hope no one watched.
That's tough, but to be fair, we didn't know because that was the first time going back there, you know. So that's a little different. It just blows my mind that, like, first of all, every time I get into a discussion with an F1 fan on Twitter or something, usually they end up admitting to me that they don't watch any other form of racing. So I'm already like, okay, I kind of see where this is going. Like, you just watched the Netflix documentary thing.
You must be one of those Netflixers.
They just all will be like, yeah, it's not a good race, but like you have to watch it. Like it's F1. I'm just like, no, I don't, man. I got better stuff to do with my time.
Hey, watch this.
Yeah, what was that? No passes for the lead
since 1996. That's what everyone was like. Wow.
I mean, that's perfect. That's perfect. Yeah, we all know that F1
absolutely
is the best racing.
Describes F1 racing. You know what I keep hearing? Well, Monaco. The cars barely fit on the track. So, you know, how are they supposed to pass if it's not, you know, with pit stops or something?
Then maybe they shouldn't race there.
It's like, oh, you know, let me hear that. Let me just back up. We're racing on a street course?
Yeah.
You know what we should do? We should put cup cars on a street course since that's going to be really – that's where we see our best racing in the world.
Yeah.
Is on street courses.
Yeah, you know what we should do? Instead of a foreign country, we should pick a big city in America, one that doesn't have really many NASCAR fans. Ooh, even better, there could be a NASCAR track we used to race at right outside the city limits. Dude, and we should put it inside downtown of that said city, where no one wants this to happen. We should consider something like that.
Well, let's double check the crime rate in these cities. Let's just find the one
we need to make
with
sure
the highest crime rate first, because that's a bit. It's big for me. I need.
Yeah, it can't. This can't be Salt Lake City
and high crime rates.
Yeah, this can't be Salt Lake City. Yeah. This can't be somewhere nice.
I mean, as long as the culture is good.
It's all about culture, baby. NASCAR is building culture. Yeah, I mean, and now Abercrombie and Fitch is our new license.
Swag.
I mean.
I saw, Harris designed one of the shirts or something. And I was talking shit to him just now on Twitter. And I said, God damn you, Harris. Like, look what you've done. And he was like, what? Like, he was like, what, man? Like, he was like proud. You know, like a billion-dollar company is doing it. And I was like, we don't want these fucking hipsters wearing our fucking shit.
Yeah, that's because that's what's about to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, well, I didn't even notice. I clicked on the three shirt, the Earnhardt shirt, and it's just like a black Monte Carlo with a three on it. Like, there's no sponsor logos or anything. And I was like, I mean, come on, dude. What a ripoff is this? Well, there's no drive-by shootings. Papa Good knows.
He knows what's up. He knows what's up. But... instead of being all negative, we could address the fact that we did have a great NASCAR race.
Yeah,
we had
finally
a great Indy 500 too. I shouldn't skip over that. Sorry. We had a great Indy 500. Awesome. We don't have much to talk about because we're not Indy guys, but like,
You know, the one thing, the biggest thing I think to take away is that a fucking wheel went over the fence and nearly, what up, big dog? And nearly beheaded dozens of people. And everyone was just kind of like, that was a close one. I'm like,
yeah.
So what are we going to do to prevent this from future races? Like, is everyone just like, woohoo, man, that could have been bad. Connor, what does ratio mean?
Look at Connor's comment. Ryan Blaney wins one race and now Abercrombie and Hot Topic are licensing our damn, Connor already coming
like
up with bangers. Chevy Cruz took the bullet for the fans. Yeah. Hey, Connor, real quick, what does ratioed mean on Twitter?
Yeah, if like, someone said you got
like specify, like what is that? I was trying to describe it to Dakota. We need to make sure that what I'm saying is accurate. Right. Yeah, Indy 500 was good race. It was kind of cool for me just because I, you know, Indy 500 is the only Indy car race I watch. I imagine it's the same with you.
That's like the only Indy race I ever get to watch. Yep.
Yeah. And so I just, every year I kind of been picking Newgarden just to watch because I know that he's like really good. And I recognized the team from NASCAR and stuff. So I was just like, oh, okay, cool. So that was kind of cool. I was watching him the whole time and he finally got his win. That was a cool storyline.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I loved like when they talked about him kind of the race, like he's never won. He's always had bad luck here. And so then like seeing him go for it. And a lot of those guys, it got a little NASCAR-y at the end of that thing with all the cautions. I was like, uh-oh. But, you know, they were going for it, diving it in there. And
so apparently Connor doesn't know what ratioed is either.
Oh, I didn't see the comment.
Yeah, I took it back down pretty quickly.
It's a Gen Z's way of calling someone a pussy. Yeah. Yeah, I think it is.
No, I had a way better explanation.
Oh.
So anyway... Indy 500, awesome. Monaco, I don't care. I didn't watch. It just kind of sucks that we didn't get the full day. I think we all knew it was going to happen, that it was going to be pushed off to Memorial Day.
Well, just like I was supposed to be there. I was trying to get you to go there. And then made an ejecto-cito executive decision and was like, it's just not in the cards to go up there and sit in the rain. I'm put betting on money that this motherfucker gets rained out. And boom, when they called the race hours early and were like, it's getting pushed to Monday, I was like, I am so smart. I'm so glad I didn't waste the time.
At least they called it for everybody. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, yeah. I really liked – I saw like DVC was bitching that, you know.
Yeah.
They called it early, but it was like they could have called it earlier. And it's like I'm just glad they did because, you know, back in the day – they'd make you sit around to like the broadcast was over, and then they'd be like, oh, yep, tomorrow, folks.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck?
You just sat there for like 5 hours.
Like, go ahead and call that bitch the morning of if we're not going to do it. Don't wait around. Like, hey, it's not looking good tomorrow. Like, don't waste your time coming out here.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So I'm glad they called it at least. Me too. So so people could, you know, do other stuff. So it just kind of sucked that we didn't get all three races, you know, in the same day. That would have been cool.
Yeah.
But like last year was cool for that.
Yeah.
And then the next day happens, Memorial Day.
Yeah, and then Monday we start the Xfinity race. All of a sudden it starts misting, and they postpone it till after the Cup race. And I was like, I really was like, I feel so bad for the spotters. Like, imagine them, like, oh God, okay, let me go get my Cup stuff, and then like switching over, doing the whole Coke 600 of all Cup races, and then having to be like, oh wait, let's go back to Xfinity racing, and just be like, God damn, I need a cigarette.
Papa Good asked, NASCAR needs to move the All-Star Week back to Charlotte? Question mark.
Ooh, I don't know.
I say hard no.
It's been so good, but let's like not get ahead of ourselves. I also, it's like everybody's like, North Dillsboro needs to be a points race. And it's like, well, does it?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves there either. We got to run back North Wilkesboro, see if we can fix it. I think there's still some life there. And now I think we're going to get into maybe after our race recap, what happens with the Roval. I think that's a discussion we can have.
I think it's definitely a discussion to have.
I think that's a high time. Last year we kind of brought up this question, and I think this year is almost the nail in the coffin. But just kind of a race recap. We have four stages, which is fun.
I saw people bitching about it. Like we did, like on the teardown, they were bitching like, this doesn't need four stages. And I was like, I like it. It's like a one off, like this is the Coke 600, this is what happened.
Right. Yeah, no, I actually like it as well. Andy, it was raining and misting for 48 hours straight. Yeah, they were there. I think it's been the same weather in Charlotte as it has been the Myrtle area all last week. It was like 50 degrees and raining. Yeah, the whole time. The whole time, even like when the race was going, it was still raining at my house. And I was like, damn, like good for them. But yeah, the whole week it had been raining at our house. It was the weirdest thing. It was like the clouds formed a hurricane, but it never turned into a hurricane. It was crazy. So I don't know what happened. But yeah, this whole like North South Carolina coastal area, we just got rocked.
Like a big cold front.
Yeah.
Cold front.
I was wearing jackets and jeans again.
Damn.
Yeah,
well, I know how you get. You get freezing quick.
No, everybody else was too. I'm telling you. And these people are from like the Northeast. It was wild. Everybody's busting out their winter stuff. It was in the 50s.
Yeah, it was. It was amazing here all weekend. But it was like a high of 72. Where like felt amazing. But going to pool parties, going to cookouts, it was kind of like, you know, maybe I'll just wear a t-shirt instead of a tank top. Or like it was like it feels great, but I kind of wish it was hot.
Yeah, right? Memorial Day? Yeah, I want that heat, baby. I want to get out in the pool.
Yeah.
It was last year. But no, we got the race in, kind of. So, did you watch it live?
The race?
Yeah.
No, I told you. I went to a pool party Monday, and I was kind of like, I started to, like, watch it on my phone, and I was also DJing the Bluetooth, of course. And I started to like, well, let me stop that so I can watch race and watch my kids and drink beers with bros and grill out. And, oh, wait, who spun out? What happened? And I was like, no, I'm not. I'm not even going to entertain it. However, I got some sort of weird like fan anxiety because I didn't even think they were going to – I thought they were going to push the Cup race back too.
Same.
But then I saw people like in the group chat and stuff like, races, car drivers to their cars, right? And then I saw like they were doing the national anthem. I was like, oh fuck, it's about to start. And I was like, okay, I'm not looking at my phone the rest of the day. And then I didn't, but then I was like, the race is on. Like in the back of my head, I was like, the race is on. You call yourself a fan? Huh? you what? This is how you do it, Kevin, on his last year? And I was like, oh my God. And I told Felicia, I was like, what are you doing? Hey. And I was like, I'm actually a really good DJ. I'm not even going to like brag. I think I do good. And I was like, fuck, man, like I should be watching the race, but here I am having a good time with family and friends. But I was like, whatever, we ended up leaving, got home. And
so you didn't watch the start. You're not even saying that you started it. And then when they had the red flag,
I hadn't watched.
Okay.
I watched, or then I got home And I turned it on, and when YouTube TV came on, it was like 27 to go, and I was like, it was live, and I was like I covered my face up,
I
fucking hit start from beginning, and then it went back.
Oh, nice.
It started from beginning, so I was like, oh god, thank god, because like I didn't see anything. I just saw the race was still on. So then I just fast forwarded all the commercials. Then it got to that red flag, and I was like, fast forward this bullshit. And it was actually nice because I got to like skip through the commercial breaks and stuff.
Right.
And that part I watched. Nice. I watched the 600 in just a couple hours.
And so, like, when the red flag came out, you were like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was red flag, which helped me catch up to it. Because I think it probably ended, and an hour later, I was done. So I was like, I really kind of time traveled.
Yeah, that's kind of how I was, except I did watch the start of the race. And then the red flag came out, and I was just like, dude, I don't know what's going to happen with this race. And we were at, like, a party and stuff, and I was like, whatever, I'm done. This is probably getting pushed back. Like, oh, something's going to happen. And so then, kind of like you, later that night, it was still on. And I was like, oh, shit. I guess they ran it back. So, kind of the same situation for me as well.
There's definitely a bunch of woes, like, oh, damn. Let's just address the first thing we saw. That might have been my final time seeing Kevin race in person. Damn, Nick. Oh yeah, you're on dad watch. Dude. So
chair getting coming to Bristol tonight. Golf Friday morning. I like it.
I'm twisting his arm, Papa.
Yeah,
good.
We're discussing this. We are discussing this. I do you know love I'll fucking golfing be there. In the mountains too.
God, yeah, that's why I want the Papa Good treatment. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It actually sounds fucking amazing.
It sounds badass, dude. That actually sounds awesome.
Yeah.
If we added like shooting guns or fishing somewhere in that too, that would just be like the ultimate trip of all time.
I've always wanted to bring my boat to Dega.
Ooh.
There's a big lake like an exit past Dega.
That'd be sick.
It's Franklin. But Eric Almirola fucking slowing down on Bubba Wallace. We got some fucking beef going on. Bubba,
what do you think about that?
Bubba throws a bird at Eric Almirola. Mm-hmm. Eric's not playing no shit. Gator don't play no shit. And Eric goes over there and confronts him, and Bubba starts running his cocksucker. And Eric, you know, he said, uh-uh.
He's you should write Bubba, Hallmark cards.
And he pushed Bubba, and Bubba was like, huh? What, bruh? What, bruh? And didn't do anything.
He didn't.
I would have loved to be there. And then that security guy was like right there on top of it. And it's like, where? Did he come from
the same one too? He just
the same one. I've never even seen this guy. Now all of a sudden he's got a name. Like what the fuck?
I really liked Denny's take on all this. So because he kind of said a lot of what I was thinking. Number one, very uncharacteristic for Eric Almirola.
Yeah, I was like very. That, you know, I was like, okay.
I would have liked Eric Almirola maybe more in his career if I would have known he had some kind of personality. So that was cool seeing him shove him. Liked that, and then also, I was worried Denny was gonna like, you know, suck off Bubba because it's his driver and like have his back. But
Denny
I liked how he
real.
Called him out. He was like, "Dude, don't be doing that shit."
Yeah, like, he was like, "Stop, just stop." Like,
yeah, he's like, this, he was like, "Grow up." To other drivers, like they're gonna, it pisses them off. Like you're just, don't do it. Just don't do it. I like that.
Yeah. I did too. Didn't he just
have the balls to get out and throw hands? Like that's what it comes down to. You can do it, but like you know, be like Noah, like a dude that's like you know when he confronts someone, you're probably about to get into a fight.
Yeah. I don't sit there and just be like, "Whoa, dude, whoa." I don't know, man. I don't think Bubba was
expecting
Eric
to do something big
to
piss off Eric. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So does Bubba just a cash grab for Denny? Yeah, probably. So,
Bubba's three top fives in a row, though.
Yeah, no, for real. Four top fives, I thought.
I don't know. Something. The All-Star's in there, so, I mean, where do we start?
Yeah, so is there bad blood with Eric? Does Eric Almirola, like,
well,
not like Bubba?
Well, that's what DBC said. They said these motherfuckers have never liked each other. He said they always break each other heart. And I was like, did not know that. Never knew that.
Okay, I didn't either. So that makes me like Eric a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, okay, Eric, all right.
I see you, dog.
But then, I guess...
Eric Almirola is such a racist.
Do we want to talk about the big calamity, or do we want to go on about the race and then come back to
it? I mean, let's just skip to the calamity. That's the fun part.
Yeah, we can just go straight to it. You started off.
Like with what happened with Larson and Chase Elliott? Is that what you're referring to?
Larson.
Or, I mean, Chase Elliott and Denny Hamlin. Sorry, I'm just so used to having Larson involved in these things now. Yeah, so I guess technically there was contact earlier between Denny and Chase that I didn't notice. Did you notice this?
I noticed they were racing hard. Right. Junior got on my nerves as I listened to the show today about something else. But yeah, they were racing hard. Denny was like, you know, pushing them up, racing. They're racing each other hard. And I didn't see it like right hook worthy, but
yeah, that's the thing. I didn't see anything. No, that I thought
it was more of like, okay, give him a shove and bomb him and push him up, like race him hard back, dude.
Yeah.
But yeah, they race hard. They go door to door. They push each other around, and then all of a sudden, it reminded me a lot of when Kyle Larson pushed up Bubba at I think it was Vegas, but it wasn't the wreck. It was Kansas last year when he pushed Bubba up and Kevin was like, fuck. And Kevin hit the wall. Like he just crushed the wall and it was yellow and I went flying through the grass. It was like that. Like they didn't touch, but he was like, not clear, buddy, not clear. And then Chase was avoiding him. They never touched and Chase ran out of room and fucking clips the wall and then immediately loses his fucking marbles and decides to just spin Denny head on in the wall at 200 mile an hour in a dog leg.
Yeah, so like Denny just got loose, right?
I think he was like plowing tight. Like you see him back up the road because his car just keeps coming up.
Okay, because honestly, I haven't even rewatched this.
You should watch
it. I know sounds crazy. I only watched the race the one time. I still haven't rewatched that clip. I got the still image for a thumbnail, but I still haven't even rewatched it. But I do remember watching it live, thinking that he was like, oh, okay, like he was just got loose or something. It didn't seem intentional, like he was trying to wreck.
I think Chase he was Elliott. Racing him hard, but he wasn't trying to wreck him. He and Denny on the show admitted, like, he's like, no, I was trying to give him as much room as he could possibly have without giving him room, you know, like he's right. Like I didn't want him to get in the wall, but you know, I was still like giving him barely enough room.
Denny said he was on the brakes trying to stay off him. Yeah, it didn't seem intentional when I watched it. It just seemed like hard racing. And it's unfortunate for Chase. But, his response was wild. Here's a good point. Not surprised Mr. Popular to throw a bitch fit over hard racing. It kind of was a bitch fit. I mean.
Yeah, it literally a temper tantrum. And I applaud the Chase fans that can acknowledge this.
Okay, so, yeah, here's a good question. Has anyone entertained the thought that Keselowski hit Elliott and pushed him into Hamlin?
No, like Brad Kay never touched him. Literally, when you watch the clip, Brad Kay's like a half a car length behind it. And it's like, whoa!
And that was really, I think, just discussed as a theory because they said it live in the booth. I can't remember who said
this. Imagine, you know, this all happens and they collect both of them and nearly kills Denny. Imagine if Brad got swept in it or someone else came plowing in there and hit Denny or something. You know, what if it took out other cars and made this even bigger?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It could have been so much worse than what it was. It's totally not
cool. I loved Chase's response. I don't know, man. I can't hear you. you know what I'm talking about?
No, what are you talking about?
Did you not watch the during the race? When they come up and interview Chase Elliott, when he gets out of the...
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he was like, oh, because when you hit the wall with these things...
Well, yeah, he just was like, I don't know, man, I can't hear you. And
He
asked him like, the whole question, and he was like, I don't know, I can't hear you.
Yeah, anyways, can't hear you, man. It's loud.
Yeah,
that was just a cop-out.
Yeah, that was great. That was great. And so, yeah, he said that he couldn't steer once they hit the wall. Which I guess so. I mean,
no, I call total bullshit. Junior was like, I mean, investigate the telemetry. They can see this. It's up to you to judge. I was like, you have to be fucking blind to not see that car go.
Right. And I mean, Junior did I think Junior did admit, like, it was Chase in his own words, because he said that, like, Denny got the proof and he posted it and, you know, yada, yada, yada. So I guess that proves it, right? I mean, NASCAR decided to penalize him.
Well, I loved how mad Denny was. Like, he didn't, like, I'm not going to say anything or anything. He, like, sometimes I do that, like, we'll discuss it later or something. He was like, no, fuck that motherfucker. He should not be racing next week. You know, NASCAR's laid a precedent, and I was like, oh, shit. I was already pissed at Chase for it, but it was like, get him, Denny. Get him, Denny.
Yeah, but once again, Denny not doing shit, man.
Yeah. That's the thing. I was kind of like, I mean, I love Denny, but I was kind of like, go over there in his fucking pit box.
Denny's kind of a pussy, dude.
Yeah.
Honestly. Yeah, even on the podcast, he was like, if he came in here right now, I don't know what I'd do. He's like, I mean, I might get my ass kicked, but I might throw a punch. I'm like, you might get your ass kicked by Chase Elliott? What the fuck?
Yeah, I didn't really get that one.
That shouldn't be your first thought. If I see Chase Elliott, I'm not thinking he might kick my ass. He better know some kung fu or something. He better bust that shit out and, like, knock out three other dudes in the room, too. Because I'm not letting my Chase Elliott kick my ass.
No.
It's weird. Yeah, Denny, I think, is kind of a pussy. Like, I never thought that about him, but after hearing him talking about how Chase might kick his ass.
No,
I
was like, well, when he got punked out by Ross, like, 12 times in a row, and then Ross was like, well, he ain't going to do nothing.
Yeah.
Then he's like, I would, too, do something if, you know, once, maybe. It's like, come on, Denny.
Dude, you don't understand the tweets Denny will fire at you, though.
Joey Logano kicked Denny's ass.
Denny.
I'd still love Denny.
Once again, though, in our episode where we discussed our top fighters, Joey Logano, most underrated NASCAR Cup Series fighter.
Yeah,
currently, not like all time.
Eric Almirola, up and comer.
Dude, Eric Almirola, up and coming boxer. I like it.
He's retiring from race cars to amateur boxing.
Door guy at bars where he just shoves people. So Chase Elliott got suspended. I didn't think that was going to happen. Denny Hamlin releases his podcast episode.
I did not see it coming.
Once again, another reason why Action's Detrimental is like the best NASCAR podcast right now, and that's coming from people on a NASCAR podcast, is he the one telling you what's going on right when it happens. He releases his episode to discuss the whole situation before NASCAR even penalizes Chase Elliott.
Yeah.
Which is just so impressive. So you're listening to the damn episode, and he's like, man, I don't know. I sure hope they penalize him, but I just don't know if they will. And you're listening to it knowing they already did, and you're just like, damn, dude.
Yeah.
He's on top.
I was surprised. I really was like, there's no way. It's Chase Elliott. It's Golden Boy. And he's already missed too many races. They're not going to punish him. But then I was like, if he gets away with it, I'm going to be so goddamn pissed. Could beat Rattlesnake's ass, and he caught him up to his
Denny? I would love to.
Oh, Coop. Fight. That's sort of bad take.
I would love to fight Denny Hamlin. Give me that opportunity. All the money goes to charity, whatever y'all want to do. I will fight Denny Hamlin.
Oh, I found out what ratio means from Cody.
Okay.
It's in the group chat. It's when someone replies to you, your
that
post.
Geezer in the stands at the black belt, they say, yeah, he might have been, dude.
You better walk on.
He was looking at me.
When someone replies to you and their reply gets more likes than your post.
That's not what I thought ratio was at all. I'll say my definition one more time now that Connor's in here. My idea of what I thought ratioed meant was if you're – tweet has more replies than it does retweets, then you're ratioed because the ratio of engagement on your tweet is off. It shows that people are,
I guess it's close,
hate,
I think it's
commenting instead of retweeting.
Yeah, I guess
that's
like,
always been my idea of it. No one's ever told me this. I remember seeing the term and thinking that's what that meant.
Someone talked shit to you on your post and everybody liked it more than your actual post.
I mean, I guess that's part of it. Rainey and Corey LaJoy are going to be the first father-son duo to have at least
a cup start
at Hendrick.
Ew.
What a terrible...
So yeah, we'll
so get yeah, Corey, let's finish with the Chase thing because that's going to lead into the LaJoy.
Well, he's getting exactly what he deserves. I'm so proud of NASCAR for not backing down here. I really thought they were going to be like, Chase Elliott has been fined $20. I'm glad they did this. And
Chase Elliott's been fined by giving an autograph to cancer kids.
Is a one race suspension the right call? Do you think a one race suspension is worthy penalty? Do you think it maybe money should be involved? Do you think points should be involved? Like, he's missing out a race worth of points, but is that enough? We saw what happened with Chase Briscoe today. That motherfucker won't be allowed to race till next year. He'll be spend all year getting them points back.
Anyone else notice how Chase is not very enthused about racing in his interviews? Seems over to me. Well, I mean, he has been trying to become a professional
tone
snowboarder.
Everywhere he goes. Yeah.
He keeps trying to get careers into the X Games, so I do know, I can report on that for a fact, that he's trying to become an X Games snowboarder, and he wants to get out of racing.
Yeah, he's more into Winter X Games.
Yeah, I don't, honestly, I don't know, man. That's tough. So, with the Denny situation, right, because that's what everyone's like, well, look what they did to Denny, and what he did was way less dangerous. And I think that is true. I think that is, you know, it was way less dangerous. It was way more dangerous what Chase did. It, you know, seriously put Denny's life at risk.
Yeah.
But Denny did go on a podcast and openly admit what he did. So I think it is a little different that Chase never admitted to it. You know, at the end of the day, Chase can just be like, well, that's like what you think, and I'm telling you another story. So how do you punish him much more if he's like genuinely like, dude, I couldn't steer anymore. I mean, you can put up whatever little thing you want, yeah, you know, but it's just, I think it's a little different when Denny openly is like, yeah, I did that. If Chase went on the Junior Download and just like laughed and been like, yeah, dude, but I mean, we all hate Denny, right? I'd respect the shit out of him, first of all.
Yeah.
But I think that would be a different punishment.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good take. Yeah, man. Fuck Chase Elliott. Dirty little bastard. I've been trying to tell people for years he's a dirty little rat. And he gets what he deserves. And I never, you know, didn't see this one coming. He throws temper tantrums. People race him hard, and he cries and flips out and road rages and ruins people's days. That's just what he does. It's what he's always done. But he can do no harm, you know.
The Hendrick, the God. Hendrick model.
Yeah, I think the tides are shifting over in the Hendrick camp. I think
in what way? Like, what do you mean?
I think the 9 was the golden boy. The 9 was can do no wrong. The 9 got everything. I think there's a new Superman over there, and I think he drives the 24 car.
Yeah, I could.
I
see
think
that.
Willie B has took the torch and is running with it, and Chase feels left behind.
So a couple things, because I can kind of understand that, because he is a little golden boy, right? He's the only one that seems more squeaky clean than Chase, even. He, you know, very in his whole family very involved in NASCAR, like Chase Elliott, all that. He needs to win a championship, though.
Yeah, I want to see Willie B close it out, to be honest.
He has to win a championship. If he wins a championship, that's a different discussion entirely.
Oh, yeah. Especially in his career's still young. I mean, he's been doing it for a while now, yeah. But he's a youngin. But yeah, man. You know what? Another thing I noticed.
Connor says, maturing is realizing Willie B is better race car driver than Chase Elliott. 5 you know and what? 24 outrunning that 9. He's third wheeling. Yeah, true. He is, honestly.
You know what I noticed? Speaking of Andy and the Kyle Larson fandom,
mm-hmm.
Kyle Larson kicked everybody's ass at the All-Star race, blew the doors off. And when Kyle Larson wins a race, all I see for a whole week is Kyle Larson the GOAT? Kyle Larson's the best there is. Kyle Larson's the motherfucking best driver in the world.
Yeah, it's true.
But then the very next week, Kyle Larson spins out all on his own and wrecks half the field. Mm-hmm. No one bats an eye. No one says anything. No one just whatever. But in 3 weeks from now, when Kyle Larson wins again, Kyle Larson's a GOAT. Is he the Hall of Famer already? And it's like, what?
I think I can answer this real quick. I think I can clear this whole mess up real quick because I do see the same thing.
Yeah.
And I think people are having two different arguments without realizing it. I think people are using the GOAT wrong. I think just general, like Kyle Larson fans are calling him the GOAT, right? Yeah. I think they're referring to racing. Like, they're just as a racer and a racing
career. No, he's an amazing race
and car driver. I think they interact with NASCAR fans and they're like, Kyle Larson's the GOAT. And the NASCAR fans are like, what? He has one championship. Like, calm down. Because he's not going to be the GOAT in NASCAR. He just won't be. His whole career
won't
has
be
to
able
shift.
To be. Yeah.
Right. That's what, like, he just, at this point in his career, he will not be the GOAT in NASCAR.
He's definitely one of the best, but every time he fucking passes a car.
Well, he's one of the best right now.
Fox is like, oh, God.
He's one of the best right now, but are you saying he's one of the best all-time NASCAR drivers?
No. He's one of the best right now.
Yeah, but right now he's one of the best guys. Yeah.
Like, just Fox jerks off to him. Everybody's calling him to go, and it's like, okay. Yeah, I think Alan Gustin is kind of like a, you know.
He might be. Thank Larson for busting your ass and ruining Ty's top five all day. Yeah.
Yeah. Ty was doing good all day, dude. I was very impressed with Ty. I think he keeps it up, like a win will come one day.
This is a really good point by Coop as well. Junior was fourth man at HMS for years, still the most popular driver. Difference is Junior had a personality.
Roll Tide crazy.
Junior had a personality. Like, Junior sold it. He knew who he was on that team. The green, it's actually annoying hearing fans. Yeah, exactly. And that's what I mean. Like, Larson fans, I don't think they're saying he's the GOAT at NASCAR. I think they're, like, saying he's just a racing GOAT. And I think that's where the arguments are coming from.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Just me hating on Hendricks, pretty much all I was doing.
That's fair. I mean, there's not much to defend. It's tough. Yeah. Yeah, but the thing is, okay, let's say Hendrick loses Chase Elliott tomorrow. He's like, Papa Good's right.
Oh, they lost him yesterday, bro.
No, but he's done. He's done with racing. Yeah. He's going to be a
huge
professional snowboarder. And now the 9 is open up, and they're going to put in Austin Hill. How do you feel about Hendrick now? It's William Byron, Alex Bowman, Kyle Larson, and Austin
Hill. I'd be getting a Napa hat.
Man, dude, I see you rocking a 9. I would love it. I would love it. Just that alone is worth it. I need you to have a 9.
No,
tattoo.
I saw his joke. I said, you know, it's going to be the biggest fucking plot twist. Kevin retires and I become an Elliott fan.
I won't let you do that. I won't let
Georgia
you do that.
Boy.
We got to cut it off somewhere, man.
I'm arguing in the comments with people. People are like, you fucking hypocrite. And I'll be like, only God can judge me.
How does dirt fans feel about Larson versus NASCAR fans? I don't understand this question.
It do good. I vote president me.
Money me now, please. Yeah, I don't understand that question. I'm sorry. I don't get it. Let's see. I like me some Austin Hill. Yep. He's a big motherfucker. Yeah.
That boy don't fucking play.
Right. All hail Austin Hill. Yeah, see? Boom. Look at that. Austin, you hear Bobby that, Hendrick? Hill. You got another driver, but instead they decided to go with Corey LaJoy to fill that 9 seat.
Well, I'm sure. I mean,
how do you feel about this?
RCR. Overrated, underrated, Corey LaJoy.
Dude, I'm Connor, I don't believe that you graduated fourth grade.
He didn't make it.
The red
crowns taste the best.
I did like Bubba's retweet. I'm sure I liked it.
What retweet?
Different or a quote tweet. It was Bubba Wallace quote tweeting Corey LaJoy about the 9 ride, and he said stacking quarters.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
I actually thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was funny.
You got to give him credit sometimes where credit is due. It was a clever little joke.
Well, I used to be a huge Corey LaJoy fan. I used to really like him and be like, man, I'd love to see him get a ride one day. But then, you know, he went over to his little team. They got the 7 car, started making some little strides. And I think he started getting a little more acknowledgement and a little more clout. And then all of a fucking sudden.
Okay, well, let's be honest. Let's back up real quick. He got acknowledgement and clout because of the paint scheme.
Yeah, I think I'm the only person that hated that goddamn car, the Old Spice car.
Well, it was like a joke, you know, like that was part of it. It was ugly as shit. Like, that was the funny part. But that, I think that did help his name a little bit, honestly.
Yeah, it definitely brought like his attention to him.
Yeah, which is what you got to do as a driver. I mean, to be fair, yeah. I had people that aren't NASCAR fans sending me pictures of that, like, LOL.
Well, know? I've always liked Corey, but then it's like he got this newer NASCAR podcast, started mm-hmm. making more friends, people started notoriety, and then, like, he started getting all full of his fucking self, and he's like, and then it was just, like, week in and week out for, like, last couple of years of every goddamn week, him talking about how good he would be if he wasn't in his shitty little car. And he's like, I could do all that if I was in those cars. And I was like, you know what? Just fuck this, dude. I'm fucking done listening to this crap. It was always woe is me. He's the next Matty D in my eyes. But it's time to nut up or shut up, big boy. He's going to go to the 9 cars. He's going to be in Hendrick top tier equipment. Let's see how he does. And if that motherfucker runs top 5, I will take back everything I said. If he runs 20th or worse the whole race, then he can go fuck himself.
Yeah.
That's all I feel.
That's fair.
If he runs worse than he ran in the 7 car, there will be some goddamn excuse on, I wasn't used to their seats and the way their cars ran, and it wasn't my fault. It'll be some crap like that. But if he runs good, he'll be like, see, I told you so.
Yeah, no, he's definitely going to have to, like, really show up for this thing because...
Yeah, I'd be damn nervous if I was him.
Right. I mean, he's kind of made a career for himself about, I mean, stacking pennies, you know, like they don't have the equipment, they're a small team, like they never are funded, they're, you know, fighting the fight, the little guy. Well, now you are in the most well-funded seat in NASCAR, arguably. One of the top 5, at least. I think everybody
saw how Josh Berry ran in it.
Exactly, dude. And I have not heard shit from Josh Berry talking about how
he complained about his life's problems.
Right. To be fair, maybe I don't know enough about Josh Berry yet. But so
he's
far,
a huge bitch.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what did he win? What did he win?
Talking about Xfinity races?
No, I don't know. I think he won like a championship, an ARCA or something. Anyway.
Oh, he was really good late models or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. It was late models. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. So yeah, Corey LaJoie, time to step up, dude. Like,
Time to fucking do it.
Here's the thing, though. What if he wins the motherfucker? I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, what if he wins?
I'm just throwing it out there. That would change the game.
I will take back everything I said. And I will. Right. Bravo.
I think everybody will be like, hold up. Like, is Corey LaJoie the most slept on talent in NASCAR?
Chase is fired. They put Corey in the line. I mean, Nathan would bust a nut. Nathan's a huge Corey LaJoie fan.
Of course he is.
Yeah, he loves
them. Why could I have guessed that? Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And, Carson Hocevar is taking
He's going
to
the 7. Good for Carson. What's his first cup start, I think?
I think so.
Yeah. That'll be his first cup start.
I didn't know that.
I think so.
I know my experience with him was at the Chili Bowl. I think.
Oh, yeah?
It wasn't the Chili Bowl. It was the Gateway Dirt National last year. I guess at the beginning of this year, right? It's like in February or whatever. He was racing there at the Gateway Dirt National in St. Louis. And I'm walking around the pits and stuff, you know, because I got access to everything. Because unlike NASCAR, like, dirt racing is cool like that. So I'm walking around the pits. And, of course, it's like when you see somebody you recognize, I'm not in dirt. So I'm like, oh, shit, they must race NASCAR or something. So I recognized him right away. Over there, just looking like a pimp, by the way. He just had some girl, like, sitting in his car, and he was, like, showing her shit. And I was like, oh, damn, look at Carson.
Okay, Carson.
Yeah, so I did always appreciate and respect his
swag.
How much of a baller he looked.
I like Carson, but he kind of irritated me with, like, he was doing some things in the truck series. He was like, dude, stop.
Exactly. So that's where I was going.
But, like, he was right-rearing people, pulling out cautions for no goddamn reason. And it was getting a little much where I was like, dude, I like you, but you're going to make me not like you.
Yeah. So I want to like him, but the way that he drives, I kind of hate. But it'll be interesting to see.
He's a wheel man. Like, yes. I like the way he drives, but it's like some of the wrecking and doing dumbass shit.
I mean, the fact that
I'm glad he stopped the whole hat. He stopped the whole hat thing. That was getting annoying as shit.
Yeah, right. Oh my god,
the hat thing was really.
We bitch about the Willie B hat thing, but the Carson hat thing was way worse. Honestly,
yeah, it was way.
It really was
really cringy.
That was cringier than the Willie B thing, somehow. Yep. But yeah, good opportunity for him. So that'll be cool. Hopefully, he can do something there. What else?
But dude, we got to talk about the winner. Oh, wait, back up. Did you see Tyler Reddick's pass in the grass and Kyle Busch's pass in the grass?
Yeah.
Dude, that
right,
was
yeah.
sick as hell. Like, Reddick went through the freaking infield back on the track, like, woo, yeah!
Right. That was actually sick. There was a lot of badass racing. I feel like
I think this race was almost right there with last year's, not to the extent, but like,
yeah. Yep.
It kept up.
It was close.
It was in the ballpark.
If it would have raced. The same day as the Indy 500, I might have rated it.
Yeah,
it would be right or almost the exact same as last year. It was very good race. I don't want to let the rain delays and everything kind of hinder it from what I'm going to rate it.
But the rain does kind of throw a little damper in there.
It does. It hurts it a little bit, and it's unfair. It shouldn't, but it's just, you know, what are you going to do? But we did get a new winner, which is weird to say.
Another new winner. YRB finally gets that, you know, monkey off his back. I know we were kind of talking about him the other week about
couple weeks ago.
He's Mr. Irrelevant. Finally gets one done. I was honestly, you know, I used to kind of like Ryan. He's totally fallen off.
He fooled you. He made you think he was cool.
Well, yeah, that's what he does. Best.
He does it to everybody.
It was like the last 50 laps. I was kind of like, he had the best car. But I was like, come on, Ryan.
Clearly.
Let's bring this thing home. And Felicia
same thing.
Felicia was sitting there cheering for him, and then I was kind of like, you know, when seeing him do it, I was like, all right, Ryan, good job. And then seeing him get emotional and run up in the stands, I was like, good win, dude. That was a good win.
I mean, it's no secret that I'm not, like, the biggest fan of his, but when I was watching it, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, you know what? I hope he wins this one. Like, he needs a win, you know? I don't want to see him fail. You know, like, he can be really good for the sport if he's doing well. So it was good to see him finally get a win again.
Yeah, it was good. Penske sweep with Indy 500, Coke 600 was always cool.
Boom, exactly, Connor. Thank you. Amen. Preach, brother.
Facts. It was good to see Penske win. A Ford won. That's Ford's, what, like second win of the year? Jesus. Joey Logano, Atlanta. Who else?
Wow, is that really?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go back and look at that, but that's nuts.
I think so. And both Penske's cars. Well, Kevin was going to win Phoenix, but, you know.
I mean, we discussed SHR, I think, last week.
That's what I saw in the thing Vince said. SHR cars are like 31st, 27th, and 24th, and 4th in points.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What's going on there?
Yeah, right. And that is about to be gone too. So where is the fourth going?
Yeah.
Probably gonna drop right back down. Andy's got a good point though. Fords were just quick.
Yeah, they were super quick. Everybody, Brad Keselowski, I think honorable mention, Brad was so fucking fast at the Coke 600. I was super impressed. Like, come on, Brad, let's go. And then just fucking pulled the pin and just detonated and wrecked himself. And it was a shit show after that. His car was on fire. And Chris Buescher, old Beans, was up there giving it hell. Got a stage win, had some pit road miscues, and took the whole race to get back up in the top 10. But RFK was flying. They were fast as shit. The four was like this the whole goddamn race. I was so discombobulated watching that.
Yeah.
Wrecks himself, very unlike.
There was
Kevin.
A couple times there where I was like, "Ooh, if Dakota's watch right now."
yeah, it was when they flipped and the four car was just spinning. I just was like,
"Yeah, yeah."
I'm so glad I didn't listen to this race on the scanner.
Well, it's tough because he was having such a good day.
Yeah, he was like, I was literally like, I think we could get I think a fifth is possible.
Oh, I thought
sure. If we get a top five, I'll be super stoked.
Yeah, and yeah.
Once we spun, I was like, oh, fuck this. We came back P11. I was like, okay, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was a great race all around. I'm glad that Blaney got a dub. You gonna not honor mention Ty Dillon's 27th finish, dude? Yeah,
dude, old Ty boy.
P27. I mean, that's a top 30 finish.
Everybody's sleeping on Ty.
Yep, our Lord and Savior. Do you want to rate this thing?
I don't got none of my damn notes. I want to freaking look at last year's, but.
I know your last year's. I looked at back of both of ours. You want to know yours?
All right, tell me those, yeah.
Mine was a 9.5. Yeah. Yours was a 9.0.
Okay. That sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
What's our highest rated this year?
Let me double check.
Was Auto Club?
Kansas. I gave Kansas a 9.5, and you gave Kansas a 9.2.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to give this race.
And then Auto Club, I gave an 8.7. You gave an 8.8.
I'm giving this race an 8.4.
Okay.
I think that's appropriate. Mid-tier, okay. Good. Good-ass race. I really liked everything. Rain kind of put a damper in it. That's never fun. And Kevin spun out. The one good thing was Chase Elliott wrecked himself in front of the whole world.
I love how our comments are just tied to one now. That's fucking awesome.
Dude, don't disrespect the name.
I said I love that it's tied to Yeah, I'm the only one here that's actually a fan of a Dillon brother, by the way. So I deserve a little bit of credit for that. So I had mine already written down. I wrote it down. Ooh. I wrote it down after I finished the race.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, fuck, you know what? I'm writing it down right now. So a little different than yours. This one we differ quite a bit. Not a whole lot, but I mean, it is one of our bigger. I give it a 9.0.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I really
heavy
liked
hitter.
It. I really liked heavy it. Hit. Coke 600 once again came back. Is maybe not the best race because I think Kansas has a beat, but easily one of the best races. And Pop Good, thanks for tuning in.
Hey, boy, Bristol Night Race gonna be here before we know it.
We won't discuss it for too long. We won't keep everybody for too long. But I do think 2 years in a row, back to back bangers. I mean, the only other track that has been
is not sleeping.
The only track that has been this consistent was Auto Club when we're losing it. You know, so like this has been back to back bangers.
This car works at Charlotte.
It really does. So, it doesn't work at North Wilkesboro. I'm sorry. We had one dud of the past.
It doesn't work on the goddamn Roval.
But yeah, this is where I'm going. At what point, and I know me and you have been discussing this for years, but at what point I think it's becoming mainstream, can we discuss acts in the Roval?
Yeah. But I'm also like, don't, you know, be careful what you ask for. We don't want too much drive. But I'm like, no, you give me a 400-mile playoff Charlotte Oval race, I'm sold. Let's go back to that.
That's what Denny said. 400-mile playoff. Yeah,
but then Charlotte. Also, is like, well, I do like the fact of one road course in the playoffs. What road course would you sub out?
We can easily just move one of the road courses over to a playoff. Let's do Austin
down there.
Okay.
Or yeah, do Coda. Fuck it. I'd be okay. I think I'd be okay with Coda being in it.
We can throw one over there. I think it would be great. I think that would be so awesome. And I think making it a 400 would also like calm down some of the naysayers that are, you know, might be like, we don't need more inner. It's like, hey, it's only 400. All right. It's not a long race. But look at what they produce on the 600 every year. Like, don't you want to replicate that as much as possible? Yeah. It's the best racing we have every single year. Let's keep doing that. It's so good.
Yeah. Give me more of that. Like, it's so weird to say. I don't want to sit here and be like, I want a bunch of mile and a half. But it's also like,
if that's what the car's good on, though, I mean, give it to me, baby.
Yeah. And then, unfortunately, the short tracks. I don't know what the fuck to do there, but it ain't working.
Yep. Get rid of Roval. Back to Oval. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I love
down with the Roval, back to the Oval.
Down with the Roval, back to the Oval. I love how Denny described it in such disrespect.
Yeah,
talking about racing through the parking lot in the middle of a racetrack.
What are we doing?
Yeah, I was like, hell yeah, dude. And sometimes Denny says shit, and I'm like, I do like him.
Yeah, I'm like, for the last 5 years, I've been like, Denny's making me like him more and more.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
Gotta realize, like, what a G he is. And then, like, the last 2 years, I've been like, dude, Denny's a pimp.
Speaking of a guy that ran pretty well, I'm watching the High Limit race on Flow Racing. Yeah. It's the B feature, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is running P2 right now.
Dude, he was in the top 10 the whole time.
I know.
He was doing really good.
Wheelman.
Yeah. Christopher Bell had a fast-ass car. He fucked his whole day up, but mm-hmm. he was up there. Ty Gibbs was doing good before he wrecked.
You know what's funny? Yeah, it was
kind of great. Truex snuck up in there for a P3. What's funny?
Is Christopher Bell's running P8 right now in the same race.
Yeah.
Right now, like, you're just name dropping people. I'm like, oh yeah, he's right there as well. I do love these drivers running midweek dirt race series. Like, I just respect dudes that do that so much more. Like, I have so much more respect for a driver if it's like, damn, he's that committed to racing. That's like, he's doing this midweek when he doesn't have to be.
Yeah, you know, like, in between. He can be at home on his couch, but no, he's out.
But
here.
He's like, no, I just want to go racing. I respect that. It definitely makes me respect guys like Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Christopher Bell a lot more than I probably normally would.
Yeah, so. And Christopher Bell, like, advocates. I like, no, I'm like, you know, fuck this. And Gibbs can't tell me what to do.
You can't tell me what to do. Yeah. Ty Gibb gets a win this year? No, I said he wouldn't. I think.
Yeah, you said
I have
he
a
wouldn't.
Bet about that.
I'll say you bet Connor, I think.
Yeah, what was that bet? That I guess it sucked my dick.
That he
dick.
Wouldn't win and Connor said he would. I honestly, you throw in a fuel strategy New Hampshire race in there or something, I could totally see him like in the top three and they make a crazy call and stay out and he wins it or something. He's running top 10 the last 10 weeks.
So I was going to say, after watching like how he's been racing this year, I definitely feel less confident about that bet.
Yeah, like he actually might.
I should have bet Noah never gets a win.
Noah's not winning shit this year.
Yeah, sure. Ty's there's some times that I'm like, oh shit, he's looking really good. He's like running up front.
He's wheeling it, dude.
But we're going to Gateway. A race coming up.
Going to Gateway.
We're going to
Is it the Milwaukee Mile or Gateway? What are we calling this motherfucker?
It's definitely Gateway.
I keep hearing people call it Memphis.
What?
Yeah, people are like, going to Memphis. I'm like, what?
No, that's not. Who's saying that? That's a totally different. What do you mean?
Dude, I swear I heard it somewhere. I heard that once.
You know that this race isn't in Memphis, right?
No, I know it. I keep hearing people say
Where's this race at, Dakota? Now I'm concerned that you think it's in Memphis.
Milwaukee. Or no, not Milwaukee. Minnesota. Where's it at? Where's Gateway? St. Louis. St. Louis, you
St.
idiot.
Louis, you got it. I wanted you to keep running through the M's. It's Missouri, I think. So I think you were right. St. Louis, with Missouri. Well, yeah, you said a bunch of M's.
I just throwing the M's out there, boy.
I love it, man. I loved it. Yeah.
No, Milwaukee Mile is in Wisconsin. Gateway is St.
Milwaukee's
Louis.
They're all
like the same track.
And then Memphis has that one also, the Memphis like International Speedway.
Speaking of all these Midwest, we need to go to fucking Iowa. Why is that not being brought up?
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we need to go out. Anyway, second time we've been here. Joey stunk up and took it last year. I'm trying to like not just base it off what we saw last year, but
all we got. And also last year was Joey's year because he won all the new shit and the championship. Like, it's kind of hard to ride with him again this year.
Yeah, because it's he's been kind of under the radar lately. Like, ain't been really doing shit lately. I say that Joey's gonna win this week. or in the next 2 weeks. I don't know, man. I don't know who I want to pick here. I think it's just going to be a nice little race. Another race on the fucking checklist.
So I saw last year, I gave it a 7-2. Oh, dude. I just realized we never talked about Chase Briscoe's penalty that just came out.
Chase Briscoe's sent to the gallows. What killed me was Greg Zivadelli came out and was like, we didn't mean to make this part, and it wasn't supposed to go on the car. And it was like, okay, well, it was made, and it did go on the car. And the car ran 20th the whole race. So what were y'all even doing?
I just imagine every time they're like adjusting something or doing something. There's a guy tripping and going, oh, whoops. Oh,
no. Oh. Tightening the bolt.
Oh, trap. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
This was never supposed to happen.
Yeah. How dare us? Nathan's a funny. He's like, they're running R&D for the four car.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's. I think the best is just like how irrelevant he's been.
Yeah, Chase Briscoe, man. I don't know what
and
to think.
Like, man, if you're gonna cheat that much, because this is, if I'm not mistaken, I pulled up a. I had a screenshot.
Do you think maybe it was a sacrifice?
Let's see. It says Jeff Gluck said it's NASCAR issues one of the largest penalties in history. Okay. Yeah, so it was 120 points, 25 playoff points, crew chief suspended 6 weeks, and a $250,000 fine.
Yeah, they're like, not fucking around anymore.
That's insane, dude. That's really... Yeah.
Six-week suspension.
Yeah, holy shit, man.
Yeah.
So I don't know enough about all this stuff. Oh, dude, Kyle Larson's out there on a BMX bike. You would love this shit.
Oh, man.
Aren't you like a big BMX guy?
Yeah, but what's he doing?
He's sitting on the dirt track, shit. Just hanging out on a BMX bike.
God damn it. Kamazi's so fucking cool.
Dude, he looks really cool right now.
Send me a picture.
All right, hold on. Let me get a pic.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Briscoe's definitely – his season's over. There's no coming back from this.
So the –
Well, if
they
he wins,
doing
you think Briscoe's winning the race?
I mean, no.
No. Yeah, I was also like a – I think maybe it could also like there's they look over at Ronnie Childers and he's like nothing to see over here. Y'all caught the 14 car.
Have you checked the group chat?
Yeah, they've all been
you said, dude,
us.
I'm sorry. Andy said Minnesota. I fucking love this chat, dude. It's so funny.
I told
funny.
You it's funny.
I'm sending you a picture of Kyle Larson on a bike. Yeah,
in
so.
The group chat.
My thing is just okay. I'll send it in the group chat. My thing is just what he was doing to cheat must have been like pretty fucking serious, right? For them,
yeah,
to give
they
it this
manufactured
touch.
A part.
Well, yeah, and it must have the NASCAR must have thought, damn, this is that serious, you know, because it was such a strict penalty. How are you still fucking so irrelevant? Like,
yeah,
if you're
like
gonna
if you're,
risk it,
it'd be different if it was like Ryan Blaney's car found with cheating part.
I'd be like, oh, no wonder he got that dub.
Oh,
like, yeah.
Okay.
When I found out it was Chase Briscoe, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, who? Are you sure?
Are you sure? Yeah,
you sure
so
about
that sucks,
that?
Man. You sure about that? That's why. Have you been watching the new season? I think you
no,
should.
No, I've never watched that show in my life. I've heard it's funny.
Oh, my God. God, go put it on when we leave here. Go watch the High Limit race and then put it on.
Okay.
Anyway, Briscoe season's done. That sucks. Let's pick some race winners.
All right, underdog pick. I am riding this out until it works, and I'm going with the 6 of Brad Keselowski.
Yeah.
I think he had a shot here. He was good in the Busch Series days, Nationwide days. Like, I think he'll be strong.
Largest fine in NASCAR for a 20th place car. Yeah, this might be the largest NASCAR fine in history for someone running 20th. Oh, dude, yeah. Larson's riding around on the track now with this.
God damn it.
He's so fucking cool.
He is so cool.
So just like you're going with your same strategy, I'm going to go with my same strategy and go Martin Truex Jr.
He's been so fast lately, too.
I mean, not, dude. He, I just pulled it up. He finished P6 here last year, so
not a bad pick.
Yeah. All right. Who's your race winner?
Oof. I think he goes back to back, keeps some momentum going. The 12 car, Ryan Blaney. He ran really good here last year. Led some laps. I think he finished like P3, ish.
Four.
P4. Yep. I think Ryan Blaney's gonna be fast.
Damn, dude. Eric Almirola, 5. I'm not.
He's heated right now.
Yeah, I know. That's what I kind of do like that. I like when I see drivers have like some passion. It makes me more confident in them the next week. But I'm going to go Kyle Busch. because he finished P2 here last year. Ooh. And he needs another win, man. He needs another win.
Yeah.
And I know like he just recently got one, but it just seems like it's time.
Yeah. I think he definitely gets one or two more before the year's over too.
Yeah. Yeah. Why hell not yeah. now?
Well, KF fucking B, dude. Play the music.
Oh shit, that's right. We have music.
Yeah. This badass episode was brought to you by YeetsOfficial.com. You can look this cool at any stalker hotel in a cup chair in the corner or down at your local dirt track on a BMX bike. Use discount code ShareGatin and shipping and get 10% off.
Yeah. I like it.
Another episode, dude.
All right.
Appreciate y'all watching. Catch us next week. We'll go to Gateway.
Peace.